Hi, this is Mark from Stopsley. This is a completely unofficial addendum to the JVS show on BBC Three Counties Radio today, Wednesday the 13th of July. I heard that their topic this morning was about people who have fallen asleep at the wheel, and in a millisecond of reading the tweet that's what they were talking about today, this story that had happened to me as a child flashed into my memory. Something that I don't think most people that know me I've ever told. You know, I don't think my wife knows about it. Anyway, so I tried to get in touch with them, and then work got in the way and life got in the way, and I couldn't email them. I tried to record a message, I tried to ring them, but I kept not being able to. Completely my fault, work, whatever. But now I can't let it go. I've got to tell this story. And the problem is that I listen to the JVS show a day out of sync. I can hardly ever listen to it live. So I listen to it on Listen Again, I download it. Sometimes I only listen to it 2 or 3 hours later, but sometimes it's hours. So anyway, I've got no idea whether they talked from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock this morning about it, and it was all serious about the terrible effects of people falling asleep at the wheel. But my one's almost a funny story. So if it was an horrific hour telling nightmare stories, I'm in no way taking the mick out of those people or any injuries that people had, because we were lucky. Anyway, this is what happened. Years ago, when I was a kid, we were coming home, me and my mum and dad were coming home from a family do. I think it was probably a family do in Northampton, because that's where a lot of them were back then. And I was kind of dozing on the back seat, like lying down in the back seat. Well, you wouldn't do that nowadays, would you? Anyway, my dad was tired, but he'd said, I'm all right, I'll drive. And my mum had said, oh, no, let me drive, Bill, but no, I'll drive. So anyway, we're driving along this dual carriageway home, and I evidently was asleep, although I don't remember falling asleep. And I think everyone must have been asleep, because we were all woken up with bum 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 as my dad drove off the dual carriageway, down a big grass verge ramp, through trees and bushes and things like that. And so we were all woken up to that noise, and my mum going, Bill! Not in that deep voice, but anyway. And we ended up on another dual carriageway going the other way on the wrong side. So my dad looked very, very sheepish, because, as I say, we all woke up to my mum shouting and the trees hitting the car, not knowing where we were at all. Because we were now on a completely different dual carriageway, and just lucky we survived. And I don't think, I've almost forgotten about that story. My dad wasn't allowed to let it lie for many years. But the moral of the story is: if you're tired, pull over and stop.